Welcome to the Hay Matters podcast, brought to you by Local Ag and Feed Central. This is your go-to source for all things hay-related in Australia. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. In today's episode, we're joined by Stefan Hallman. Stefan works for the Schuster family in Freeling, South Australia. I had the pleasure of meeting Stefan and the Schusters when I was touring around there. I highly recommend the barns at Freeling. If you need an event center or a really nice, an exceptionally nice grain silo to stay in, they were so hospitable. It was a wonderful time there. Stefan has worked there for 8 years. Stefan, you just took a holiday around Australia. Where did you go?
Yes, I did. We went from Freeling all the way up to Early Beach and then basically drove all the way back down. Or did around 7,500 kilometers of driving.
That's a lot. I think you take holidays the way that I take holidays, going from farm to farm to farm.
Most of the time it ends up being a combination between, sort of farming to calling in on different properties and doing a little bit of going to the beach and going to the pub and stuff like that. But yeah, it's usually a good mix.
Now, what are some of the stops that you made?
Well, we saw lots of different farms, obviously, different countryside. I had my mate with me from Germany, so everything was, it wasn't completely new for him because he's been in Australia before when he was working with John Deere. The biggest mind-blowing thing was just to see these different countrysides and going from very dry to really wet and no feed to lots of feed and talking to lots of different farmers with cool ideas, new ideas, and it was like a school trip as well because we learned a lot of things as well just by listening to different farmers with different ideas and different companies we visited. So, yeah, it was very nice.
Now, you did stop by Feed Central and got to tour their lab.
Yes, we did because we've been dealing with them for years. I don't know how many years that they started trading with them still before I came to the Schuster. So, and I've known them since. Well, we had to go to Toowoomba anyway because we're using like a grain analyzer from a company which is trading out of Toowoomba as well. And then I thought, why not going and knocking on the door from Feed Central and say good day?
Take me through that lab tour experience for you.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see the whole facility from like where they're doing business because I didn't have any picture like or didn't know what they were really doing except just buying our hay. So I had no expectations, so I didn't really know. So now it was really good to see that they selling small square beds, round beds out of their shit as well, which is similar to what we do with our Easy Bear stuff here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they've got all their internet platforms and all that sort of stuff, what they developed and showed us as well. And then, the lab was obviously very interesting too. Where they're not only testing, our hay, for example, they're testing all kind of fodder. They're testing silage, what I was surprised of, because obviously in South Australia, in this area where we are farming, there's no silage. There's just purely hay. There's, the odd people do silage bales, but there's, not chopped silage, like corn silage, maize silage, or whole crop and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, now they took us through. They explained to us how they're analyzing, what they're looking for. And it's just basically lots of farmers from different states sending all their probes to Feed Central. And then they just want to get it tested specifically.
Now, what do you think about their web platforms? No doubt you got a really in-depth explanation of what they're doing.
Coming from Germany and from the dairy industry, you always want to know what's in your fodder because you want to be as efficient as possible. And I was really surprised when I saw like the papers was written down, like the analysis side of things. I always thought that it looks very professional. Me coming from Germany,
yeah.
we want to know absolutely everything.
Everything. Yes.
And I always thought first when I came to Australia, it's a bit rough because how they say, if people come and buy your hay, there's certain people they look more for color and they don't really need any analysis and don't really care, but they're not really interested to have analysis as long as the hay looks all right, smells all right, and that's all they care about, basically. And I was always like a little bit skeptical because I rather like to know what's in it. What do I get from it? Being a dairy farmer, obviously.
You see, I grew up on a dairy, so I understand exactly what you're saying. This notion of like clean and green hay hurts my soul.
Yes.
I need more data.
Like I said, I've come across these papers a few times, not a lot because I'm not the one who's usually having these papers in a hand, but I was really surprised about that, how serious they take it and how, you know, precise they work in their lab and, you know, that everything is done properly. Now, that's good. Good to see that, you know, there's companies in Australia that are taking that, you know, level of precise and perfection. Mm-hmm. That's really good to see.
As you toured around the other farms that you visited, what was something that you learned?
It was just interesting. Well, the most interesting thing was to see different seeding technologies and then like how farmers apply chemicals in different ways to others. What they do just in general in different areas with different types of soil to make their soils better and that. Because when we started off, we driven sort of from South Australia to Victoria to in Chuka area. And then we sort of head north, New South Wales to Moree area and then Queensland area up all the way to Mackay and Early Beach. And, you know, it's just, it's not only the rainfall, it's like the soil types and everything just varies so much. It's just unbelievable. It goes from sand to black clay soils and then, you know, back to sand and then it goes to the typical brown sandy soil. And yeah, same as the rainfall. It goes from like, I don't know, 150 mil a year, 100 mil a year to above of 2 meters or whatsoever. So
Yeah.
Now, well, what we learned, like, you know, it's interesting to see that different farmers, like if they have a disc seeder or a tine seeder, some farmers go and apply the chemicals before the seeder. Other farmers say, no, we've discovered we apply it afterwards because with a disc seeder, it's too dangerous to prep, obviously, to use it before, but we just wait for rains and apply it afterwards. Then, you know, we've visited some farmers. They did soil improvement with delving, whipping, spading and all that sort of stuff. That was really interesting to see because, you know, every farmer's got different views on different opinions, even if they do the same thing.
Yeah.
I reckon the most interesting part of the best thing, what my mate and I said in the farming perspective was to see so many different type of crops in a short amount of time. Like we had one day where we started off in the morning on a normal crop farm, like around, what do they do, about 16,000 acre grain farm. They do mainly barley, wheat, canola, and chickpeas, all that sort of stuff, just a normal crop farm. And then we went and saw rice harvest. Yes, rice. We were on the header on rice harvest. And after that, we called into a cotton farmer. He showed us around his cotton fields. They were just about to pop open. Like you could all see these white balls hanging on the cotton plants. And then after that, I was sitting on the header, was harvesting corn. And it was all in the same day.
All at the same time. That's crazy.
Yes, that was really interesting. I don't think so. You do that very often.
And do you just drive up to the farm and say, hey, we're farmers and we want to learn? Or did you arrange all of this ahead of time?
A few of them, I got, you know, contacts from mates. They say, hey, if you go in that area, just wing this guy. He shows you around. Then
yeah.
I asked, like, you know, the agronomist, if he knows a few companies, if they know farmers, they kind of show us the things. So it was mainly contacts through contacts, but
yeah,
you can do that here in Australia. That's one of the things. You just, if you go for a drive and you see an interesting farm, you just call in and introduce yourself and say, oh, I just want to have a look. Most of them are, look, I never came across that a farmer was saying no, but they are very friendly and they will show you around. It's not like in Germany. In Germany, it's a little different. Let's say that.
Oh, I think if you pulled up and saw, you say header, I say combine. If I saw a combine going and I just pulled up to the edge of the field while they were unloading and I wasn't a disruption to them, that would be acceptable and you could probably get a ride along on the header.
You can get around with that in Germany as well. It's just depending where you are in which area, I guess, because it's not like that the farmers are unfriendly most of the time. It's got a lot more to do, you know. I think they are more cautious what kind of people stopping there and, you know, sort of sniffing around and looking because there's a lot more, you know, less less space, more people in this country. So there's always more tension with other parties.
Yes, I understand the difficulty. But all you really have to do is prove that you know how to not be in the way. And that's the indication that they need. If you're like, if you know when to get in and have that conversation, that's how you say, hey, I'm a farmer too.
Yeah. That's correct.
Stefan, this has been absolutely wonderful. I liked hearing about your tour and, the shameless plug for Feed Central and Local Ag here, but I'm glad you got to go up there and see the lab and see the systems when I was there. It's just mind-boggling what they were doing.
Yes, no, it's very good. I'd like to go back and see actually the farm as well. We didn't have time to see that. Like that would be nice to see next time as well, because they grow different types of high as well. Like they do a world's grass sort of type of high, what we don't grow here.
Yeah. Yeah. They do some warm season grasses there where they get some summer rains.
Yeah. They get most of their rain over the summer. So it's a totally different area. So if I would have had more time, I would have loved to see more of that and just, you know, get more explains how they grow and what they grow and what sort of, or visit some customers from them up there, like, or suppliers. That would have been interesting. It's always interesting to see different products and, makes your brain ticking if you can sort of take something over and start growing different sort of crops to make different hay. There's always, if you don't try, you don't know. That's what I always say.
yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for this. It's always nice to hear, people that have similar interests in learning about agriculture. You're doing it just right, I think. Stefan, thank you very much. Again, I've been joined by Stefan Holman. He works for the Schusters in Freeling, South Australia. Just got back from a whirlwind tour of Eastern Australia where he got to see a whole bunch of stuff and learn a lot. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is proudly presented by Feed Central and Local Ag. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes.